Welcome to the Metalcore Church podcast. This will be our first live broadcast. And we just want to thank you guys for tuning in to our station here. This will be our first podcast for the church. And we got a lot of cool stuff coming your way. So Let's kick this off by some prayer. We thank you, God, for this ministry. We thank you, God, for making everything right, for bringing the justice. I pray, God, for all the people who have been displaced by the church, that you would let this place be a safe haven for Christians who believe but don't fit the stereotypical Christian, and we pray that this would be a home, and you would bring the people here that need to hear what we have to say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, to kick off today's podcast, we want to just let you guys know what we're doing. We got Celebrate Recovery. We're located here in Bakersfield, California, so if you would like to start the process to get clean and find a good recovery group, we are plugged into the Celebrate Recovery down at the Bakersfield First Assembly, also known as Stockdale Christian, on California and Mohawk, or it's sort of a little, it's on California. But there's a great family there that will encourage you and walk you through the 12 steps. You can find a good sponsor there and get plugged in. But this is the Metalcore Church. And we don't exactly know how the copyrights work, so I'm not pushing a lot of band or Christian metalcore band promotions because I'm not sure how that would affect. So I'm still just using YouTube for old school underground Christian metalcore bands that were recorded and giving you guys a glimpse into some of the stuff that you may have missed. I know there were a lot of shows that I missed. I caught like one or two shows. I caught The Devil Wears Prada down at Jerry's Pizza, and I got Oh Sleeper and A Plea for Purging down at Jerry's Pizza, and then I wanted to see The Devil Wears Prada again because I just love them. And so I jumped in my car. I had a little Toyota pickup, and me and my brother and my friend, we went down to we went over the Grapevine, and we made it into LA, man, and the stop and go traffic caught me off guard and smashed my Toyota, and I just, you know, that sucked. I don't think I went to a concert after that, cuz I really gave us a good scare. So, you know, we'd love to continue to participate in the Christian metalcore scene here in Bakersfield, but, you know, I've had bad experiences down at Jerry's Pizza. We took a group down, and we were big on slam dancing and mosh pitting and having a good time, and I remember that you know, things got out of control, and we hit a few people on accident, and the security guards were like, hey man, if these guys don't calm it down, I'm about to suck all these guys up. And I was like, hey bro, that's my group, like, I'm telling the security this. And he, like, I don't know, he got out of control, and threatened my group, and I just, you know, like, basically what happened was, like, we were the Christian group there for the Christian metalcore group, so we were smiley and full of joy, and, you know, the main population of Jerry's Pizza is all drunk and smelling like, you know, they're just all not, you know, if you bump into them and then they sock you in the face and it's like, hey bro, like, we're at a concert, you know, it ain't that kind of party. we're here to have a good time, and you're here all angry about your life and taking it out on us. It was a bad environment for us, and that's one of the reasons that I really want to open the doors to the metalcore church. See, we're like in the process of getting licenses right now, deciding whether we want to go get a 501c3 or and I've already registered a seller's license and figuring out how to do taxes and how to get write-offs and stuff like that for the business portion of the church, but we'll figure it out. And it's not a I'm not trying to be the pastor of a church. I'm just like a motivational speaker that wants to have like a place where we could get together and have a good time. Kind of like the gate. The gate was cool. I don't know why the gate crashed. They said the gate closed like 2 years ago. I just recently found out. I thought it turned from the gate into a church, because all my friends who were attending the gate downtown Bakersfield, they closed the doors of their concert venue, and they all just moved across the street to the garden church there. And I honestly just thought that the gate turned into the garden. I didn't actually know that the venue had closed down and bands stopped playing over there. But it was awesome, man. When they opened it up, it was called the Shindig, and they put all the skate ramps out on a Thursday night, and me and my group of friends would go down there and skate and get snacks, and they had, you know, a couple of bands play. They weren't Christian metalcore bands, but they had a policy like no cussing on the stage there. So it was pretty okay. It was cool though. And I was in the newspaper for a hard flip competition. It was a pretty good time. I would go down there a lot, and sad to hear that they closed the doors. And I was recently looking online, and I realized there that the YMCA here closed down a while, and the facility still exists, man. If there's any goal to work towards, that facility would be it, man. It's got a pool, it's got tennis courts, it's got a stage, it's got classrooms, it's got everything, man. And it would be awesome to have a venue like that where it would just be us, you know, like just the misfits, you know. I'm not trying to build a church. If we want a pastor, we can pick somebody to lead the church like that. But I get pumped thinking about it, because I just know, like, I got a few names of some old bands that played at the gate that we could round up and let them know, hey, if you guys still play music, we'd love for your band to come and jam. And it'll be cool, man, because I can make it down to L.A. a bunch now. And I'm going to connect with some guys from the Glass House in Pomona and see about getting us on the tour list. So if I can connect with them, then we can have a route, because I'm not sure if we got bumped off of every tour list, or Jerry's Pizza robbed a few people and the tour guides just completely cut him out. Because last I checked, most of the Christian metalcore bands, they flew into LAX, played all the shows in LAX, took the 5 freeway and drove right past Bakersfield to Fresno. They don't even stop here no more. They don't even care. So My goal is that we can get back on the list and have a safe venue for bands to play and have a following that's a Christian following that we can go and feel safe to hang out in mosh and have the overhead, a Christian overhead, and not just kind of absent overhead that doesn't monitor anything that's going on in the business except money. We're going to make sure that the overhead is taken care of and that they have, you know, give them an idea. Because if we have subscribers, when a band is coming to play, well, I have a subscription list on the website. Mm-hmm. If you go to the metalcorechurch.org, there's a subscription list that you can subscribe to. And when, like, even if I did one here at my house, if we had a band that was coming down, we could set them up here at the house, and then I could send everybody who's a subscriber the address, the name of the band, an RSVP, hey, are you going to be able to make it? And then I could, and once, like, I'd give it, like, I don't know, a month or two, and I'd get all your RSVPs back, and I could let the band know, like, hey, yeah, we have, you know, like, 1,200 people that want to come and see you play live. They've RSVP'd. They want to see you, so they're not, you know, some bands come down and like five people, they spend like the gas and the time and the equipment and all the songs that they wrote, and they come down and they play and like five people show up to their show, and then they're like, why are we even stopping in Bakersfield? People aren't even interested in music that comes through their city. So we want to be like connected, man. I want to be able to build a community of people who are like faithfully want to hear new music, even if the music isn't even your style. Like, if you're not doing anything on the days that we have concerts, you could come down and just populate like the air, you know what I mean, like, and keep an open mind. If they rock, they rock. If, you know, we'll throw a, I'll capture some merch and make sure it's available on our website or our tabling area. And another thing we want to do is help with the music lessons. We want to be able to get new musicians into the scene. I don't know the process, but I have a good feeling, like, you know, if there's kids who want to play music, don't have instruments, they can come and play. And we'll provide that overhead. We'll make a way for music lessons. We'll make a way for bands to like get together and practice, and we'll open that door of opportunity for people to be a part of the music industry. You know, if you play a little guitar, but you wanna experience what it's like to play with some other people. We'll have people during the week doing lessons and doing practice, and then, you know, you can jump around, look at yourself in the mirror, and make sure you look cool. But that's the reason I want the classrooms, is for the music lessons. I got a lot of people who can do music lessons, and I could do music lessons. I could do drum lessons, and I'm teaching guitar right now, and I'm going to go through more drum lessons myself for more double bass licks. I've already got walks and stuff, and then maybe even move into a little blast. I'm the short blaster, so whenever I blast, it's only like a bar measure. But I make it sound like I do know what I'm doing. And so there's a lot more stuff that we're going to do. So right now I spent like $100 on making a few shirts, and they came out all right. They're just, I don't know, I need a real good artist, man, to just jimmy up the best art for some shirts. And then I got us a metalcore church logo. It's more like a deathcore logo, so I might want to switch that out for a metalcore logo. The website is live. The website is up. You can mosey on around in there. I want to do a magazine with some pictures, but concerts aren't happening the same as they were with this COVID. And things don't move as fast as I'd want them to. Some days I'm sitting at the computer trying to come up with new, innovative, creative ideas for the church, because I want to, you know, build it. But some days I just hit like this roadblock, and there's nothing I can do to get the ball rolling. So then I just take a few days off, and then I get some ideas, and man, the ball is just rolling for a couple of weeks, and I don't know what it is. You know, some days I'm up till 4 a.m. typing away and building the website, and then other days I'm just sitting there twiddling my fingers because I got nothing. But I know that God is only giving me like a puzzle piece. When I try to build my own puzzle piece, it doesn't fit. You know, I try to make some stuff fit, into the church, and I was like, that doesn't seem right. I was trying to put metalcore in front of all the tabs on the website, like the metalcore outreach and the metalcore this and the metalcore that. And I'm like, that's dumb. I got to stop doing that. So I went back and I changed everything, just outreach, just ministry, just, you know, the band stuff. And I'm excited. I think that what I've gathered is just enough to get us started. And I have some forms to turn into the IRS. I feel like we're going to be moving into a new season. As COVID starts to close down, we'll be looking at some places, and I got a business account through Money Lion. We have a financial transparency here. I don't know if you guys ever been to an NA meeting, but one of the things we do here is financial transparency. See, when you donate to a church, they don't get to know where your money is. You don't know what the church spends your money on. You don't know where that money goes. And the church, frankly, just says it's none of your business. And then when we go to the NA meeting, they tell you exactly how much money they collected at the end of the meeting and what they spend the money on at the end of the meeting. And then when you come back the following week, you know what I mean? You can make sure that money has been accounted for. And I feel like that's what we want to do here at the Middle Court Church, so that no money is being displaced or used irresponsibly. So I did get some advice, though, on what we should be spending our money on. Since we did get a couple of donations, we got about $70. And I'll probably throw some more of my own money. I've already thrown a couple hundred from my own pocket into it. But in the future, we want the advice that I got was to use that money to promote. So, and do that by giving away some free stuff for some of our subscribers. So if you subscribe to the website, and if you have Facebook, and you want to go to the Metalcore Church of Bakersfield Facebook page and shoot us a good review, I will try to send you some free stuff. I got a couple of bracelets made that are pretty cool. It just says the Metalcore Church, and it has the 2 Corinthians 11 on the other side. It's got a picture of a drum set and a skull with a black eye for the Metalcore Church. And I've already sent one of our members a shirt. And then I got a shirt, and I was going to get two more shirts for the two new subscribers that filled out some of their information. So then that would probably leave us with about $20. And I'll throw like another 200 in there by the end of these last 2 weeks. And spring break, man, I can work. I'm pretty pumped. I'm a full-time student at CSUB, so it's spring break, and it gives me a chance to get behind the Uber Eats and Jimmy a gang of money. I don't know, that they raised the, since 2021 started, they raised the payout now, so you make quite a bit more money now, and they give you a kickback at the end of 2 weeks. So they pay you like 30 cents a mile, and for all the money that you didn't make that you like wasted on the clock driving food, they back pay you for all that, and it comes out pretty fat. It comes out like $400 or $500 at the end of 2 weeks. So I definitely have not been stressed about money, praise the Lord. Depending on a job and having a boss and all that doesn't work well, because I'm a hothead, and like most metal fans, but there's a lot that you could do with something like like the franchise that I'm trying to gather, especially since all of it seems to be dying. I'm not saying that metalcore is dying, but like, I don't know if it, with COVID, all the concerts died, so I can't just blame that, but you can definitely see that there is a need for something new. You see, when I was in, I think I was in the eighth, I was in middle school. I had to have been eighth or ninth grade. I went to Standard Middle School in Old Dill in Bakersfield. And I remember there was a church called the 360 Degree Church across the street, man. And it was just a cool hangout spot. Comfy leather, plushy leather couches, foosball, pool table. The concert was jamming. The pastor was all pumped and excited. And I remember I went with quite a big group. And we were with some girl. And two of my friends were, you know, she was dating one of the guys. And then she, like, liked another one of the guys. And by the, you know, it was a great church service, though. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. The church service was great. But when the church service got out and we're all walking home after getting pumped up for Jesus, my two buddies start choking each other out in the street because you know, the girl doesn't want to be with my homie Devin. He wanted to switch and be with, yeah, but it's fine. They start choking each other out in the street, and I'm like, hey, let him go, he's gonna pass out, right? And the guy wouldn't let him go, so I just clocked him right in the face, bam, and I was like, let him go, and they were fighting over a girl after the church, but I'll never forget that church was pumped, man. It was, the devil wants to come in and steal the seed that was planted right after you go into the service. But I just remember that church being like the coolest light in the darkest spot. You know, Old Dill's super, well, it's not as bad as it used to be, man. A lot of the guys who are real racist moved into Bakersfield, and a lot of ministries, and a lot of good happens down in Old Dill now. It's not like it used to be, but it was definitely bad when I was a kid. I definitely got a run for my money, being a half Mexican, half white. My skin is slightly darker than the white kids in Old Dill, and I lived there. And I would get chased home by the white supremacy guys there. And I got, when I was real young, I actually got hit in the face. It's funny now that I remember getting hit in the face. It probably was the older brother of the guy who I hit. but I did. It's pretty bad. But if that's all you can afford, then that's probably where God wants you. And you probably won't have as bad experience today, because I see a lot more just good happening in Old Dill than I do bad. All the bad actually moved from Old Dill to Southgate now, so not a lot of people know what Southgate is. Kind of our south. It's south, but it's like east. So it's like our southeast ghetto here in Bakersfield. But we are working slowly and planting seeds and just trying to feel where the vibe is, man. Sometimes nothing is vibing and everything is just at a standstill. And it's funny too, because it feels like, you know, like somebody is trying to mimic me or work against me, and then all of a sudden I won't be able to make no progress. And then whenever, you know, things, nobody's paying attention, and I can move the church forward, and I can build some new areas in the church. I even want to start this book club. I'm pretty excited because a lot of the Christian metalcore bands that I listen to have written Christian devotional books and inspirational books, and I got a book I'm about to get from Brian Welch. He recommended the Book of Martyrs. And then Matt Greener from August Burns Red, I think. Or there's a Mountains devotional from the August Burns Red that I wanted to get. I already got Ryan Kirby's from Fit for a King. I got his devotional book. I started going through it. I'm going through like 5 books at the same time. So give me some leeway and I'll get some of those books up. And then if you want to read Brian Welch's testimony, he's got Save Me From Myself and another one that are pretty rocking. I like that Save Me From Myself. So if you enjoy reading Christian material, they've put out some Christian material. And I think that about wraps it up for today. Thanks for tuning in. I don't know how often I plan on doing these, but I feel like we're going to be able to do more of these the more that it unfolds. So it's going to cost me like $530 to get that. The 501c3, if that's what we feel led to do. That's it's there. I just have to tell the lady, here's the money, do it for me, and she'll do it for me. But I just don't know if I wanted to go that route, but I think it's illegal for me to like collect donations if without it. So we need to be registered as a nonprofit so that we can get, you know what I mean? We get licensed. And then if we get enough donations, we can make a venue. You know, everybody's been cooped up in the house. It'd be nice to be with some other people who listen to crazy music. I listen to crazy music, you know, not 24 hours a day, but I still get pumped about it. We got to get pumped. We got to get back on fire for Jesus. That's one thing. I just don't know if I don't know how to say it. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Well, that didn't work. I tried to do some intro music that I've written on my SoundCloud. This is the Middle Chord Church. Thanks for tuning in. Had a good old wasted 15 minutes trying to put some intro music that I wrote onto my podcast, but that was a doozy. Let's open up in some prayer. Thank you, God, for allowing me to do a podcast. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do through this podcast. I pray that you speak through me, and I don't know what I'm doing here, but you know what you're doing, God, and I just pray that whatever it is, you just help me be a guiding light. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, man, I like what are we doing? So I don't know. We're the Metalcore Church. We are picking up lost people. People who have been treated unfairly by churches and have basically, you know, found their own way in the faith by you know, reading a scripture or two, or you know, just believing but not being connected to any fellowship or family or church or Bible study or anything like that. You just sort of do good on your own. You know, the Metalcore Church is not a religious establishment. Well, not yet anyway, but if we get enough people that want to come together and make that a reality, make a heavy metal church. It's not like there aren't already heavy metal churches. There's quite a few, but they're exactly what that says, metal churches, where they play like Metallica and, you know, just rock. For the metalcore church, it's a little different, because a lot of the people in the metalcore scene, we have completely separated ourselves from the church entirely. Like, if you were to go to any church here in Bakersfield, you probably wouldn't find somebody who listens to metalcore music, just because the way the mind works in the environment, especially for me. That's why I think having a Sunday service and having people sit for an hour while I talk to them is kind of, unhealthy for your body. And the way that I would rather have people come would be to, like, come meet together at the church and, hey, I'm going to send a few of you to go and invite all the homeless people in the area to come over here. You know, it's more action than just putting some guy like myself or a pastor or a leader and have you guys all, he's holier than thou, that's why he's up there, that's why he's preaching. No, we want the environment to be completely different and a lot more, we're going to do things differently. We're going to change the way people view Christianity instead of show up for an hour and then leave. And then go right back to your daily life where you don't connect with anybody except like an hour facade of I'm a Christian and that's why I'm in church. But Christianity is so much more than showing up for an hour on a Sunday or a Wednesday service. It's fellowship. And I can go to a Sunday or Wednesday service and not fellowship with anybody for years. You could just show up, sit in the back, listen to the message, and dip as soon as the message is over, and don't speak to nobody, don't connect with anybody, don't network with anybody, just completely. And then, you know, when you finally do make the decision to network or connect with somebody, it's like super sour. Like, it's almost like I don't really have time to connect with you on a personal level, but thanks for connecting with me. See you later. And I think that's like complete false Christianity. Like, the whole point of being a Christian is like when you accept and believe, then you become like a part of something. Like you know. But for us here at the Metalcore Church, it's like if you believe in Jesus and you like crazy music and you're kind of, I don't know, what's the word? It's not like ADD, but it sort of is ADD. It's like you go and you do things hard and you're hardcore and, you know, you probably smoke weed or smoke cigarettes. A lot of the people that I grew up with, they just smoke cigarettes. It's just a thing. And that's, you know, that's another thing, because the regular church campuses, they don't, you're already got a stigma because you smoke cigarettes. You're completely like, there's a huge gap. I mean, a massive, huge gap. Like, even if you got saved and quit smoking cigarettes, like, you wouldn't even, it would take a good 7 to 10 years before you finally get the, you know, the, oh, I quit, I gave my life to the Lord, I quit smoking cigarettes. But you still, there's always that stigma that lives with you on campus. And I just want there to be a different environment with us. Like, you can smoke cigarettes and be a Christian. We need cigarette smoking Christians to reach other people who smoke cigarettes, who need to hear what the gospel says. And we're rounding up just radical people that want to do good and that want to be different and that want to stand out from that. Want you to feel welcome, man. A lot of churches, you just aren't welcome. And they're nice. They're nice about it. It can be nice and unwelcoming in a nice way, but they're not exactly welcoming and nice. You get what I'm saying? There's just this huge gap, and we got to close that gap somehow. We got to make a home for people who just don't feel welcome in churches. And when you come, And I don't want to, like, enable people to continue in whatever kind of shenanigans they're in. We live in Bakersfield here, so a lot of the people have this tweaker mentality that anytime you give a handout, they just take it and run with it and abuse it until it's completely gone. You can't even use a restroom. I mean, even before COVID, you can't even use a restroom at any gas station in Oildale because they've just abused their bathroom privileges in that side of town so much that you just can't even, I mean, you're just a regular customer and you just need to use the restroom. You can't, because it's been, the bathroom privileges have been abused so much there. It's actually kind of funny, but there's this mentality here. We call it the tweaker mentality. And it's just a bad, where I try to con you in any way I can to get you to feel sorry for me. And then to, like, manipulate you into getting money. And we call it this grimester way of life. You're just living grimy. You just rob everybody you know. And no matter what kind of good, honest, God Christian movement you're involved in, they just want to take, and they don't want to be involved, and they don't want to get involved. I even have some friends like that, where I've wanted to get them, you know, to understand, like, hey, I live a different life now. I gave my life to Christ. I'm very blessed. I have a lot of blessings in my life. And look, I got extra money if you need help, man. Here, let me bless you. You know, you're in a hard time. And I would hook them up, and they would, you know, stay in as long as I was helping them out. But they didn't want to have nothing to do with God. They were just completely shut down and shut off by all things Christian, all things related to the Bible, anything like that. And it was like, yo, like, hey, like, you know, I'd really like for you to, like, reconsider. Like, I want to continue to help you. I want you to join me in helping others, to become a part of what I'm doing. What I want to do is I want to make a home for people who don't feel at home. And they would just, well, I'm not a Christian. I don't want to be a Christian. I don't want to deal with my addictions. I want to keep drinking and sleeping around and living the way that I want to live. And I'm like, hey, man, but there's a better life. You know, there's a better life. There's a better way. Like I got clean and I almost lost my life in that lifestyle. And I don't want to see anything bad happen to you, because I consider you a friend outside of the faith. And, you know, some people just don't want anything to do with God. They just, maybe it's a conviction thing. Maybe they're not ready to deal with it until it becomes a health issue in their life. And then as soon as, you know, the doctor tells them, hey, your liver's failing, then all of a sudden, hey, Joey, you know, you think you can pray for me? The doctor says, my liver is failing because I've been drinking too much. And I'm like, I almost want to say, you know, bro, I tried to warn you. I tried to help you, but, you know, my family here wouldn't appreciate that. They want me to continue to pray for them regardless of their rejection of the gospel in all aspects. But we want to be loving, man. I just feel like there's a lot more to being a Christian than this goofy, exclusive, stuck-up portion, man. There is a real God, and his son Jesus died on the cross. I know I'm speaking this right at Easter, but he sent his son to die for us. And this is a lot why I like to focus on the book of Acts, because in Acts is what happened right after Jesus resurrected. A lot of people like to say, you know, when Jesus ascended, none of those miracles happened after Jesus ascended. But then there was Paul, and Paul was like the metalcore leader, man. He was like murdering Christians, riding on a horse in full Roman armor, and he had a scroll, man. It was signed by like the leader, and he had permission from the government to kill anybody who was following Jesus, who was following, they called it the way, and he was serious about it, man. He was riding into, he was on the road to Damascus, man. He was going, he was horse riding, he had soldiers with him. And they were going to hurt the Christians. And, you know, Jesus showed up and was like, Paul went blind. Just riding on his horse, he goes blind one day. And Jesus is like, hey, why are you persecuting me? Why are you coming against me? And Paul is like, who are you? Who are you? And he is like, I am Jesus, the one whom you are persecuting. And, you know, Paul met the believers and gave his life to Jesus. But he didn't just give his life. He gave like I would have called it at a certain point. You know, I can get beat up so many times before I'm like, look, man, I can't do it no more. But he took it to the death, man. They beat him. They whipped him 39-1 more than once. He was shipwrecked. They tried to kill him. They stoned him, and he just kept on preaching the gospel. But they were taking the gospel city to city, and some people would reject it, and they would get violent. And that's a huge, you know, the whole idea of people getting violent with Christianity is not new. It might be new in the next couple of years when they start really fighting against Christians and the Bible and the legalities of having church services that include scriptures in the Bible. They're pretty much on the verge of getting ready to ban the Bible because of its calling it hate speech, because of its calling homosexuality a sin. So I do think that it is going to get quite hostile in as time progresses, because they're just pushing the LGBT agenda more and more every year, and it's going to eventually escalate to where if you're a Christian, you are like a threat to the LGBTQ agenda. I mean, when I was in high school, it wasn't even a deal. I had gay and lesbian friends, and we all hung out peacefully, and there was never an issue. But now, I don't know, it's like becoming more of an issue, and it's not like we're doing anything to antagonize the violence towards us, but it's just constantly getting hammered. Christianity is just getting hammered by the LGBT community, because a lot of them went into politics and have pushed a lot of money into politics to get their way and get their laws passed. They're lobbying and just doing a lot with a lot more money, whilst Christianity is just being Christianity and just being faithful to God and not pushing our agenda into the limelight. We're not trying to push for more laws, but we probably should be, now that our enemies are working day and night fighting against our freedoms and our religious freedoms, and then some evil stuff going on behind the scenes about getting rid of the part of the brain that allows religious zealousness. I don't know, just a rumor. But I really feel like I want you to know that you're welcome. And, you know, even if Christians reject you, like, God has not rejected you. God is always hoping for the best for you. And I think a lot of people misjudge God's character. One of the things that gets misjudged is the Bible. They're like, well, how can the Bible be true with all these different versions? They're all mixed and disconstrued, and it's not truth, because they've messed up the word. Now, I've read the Bible in like 6 different versions, cover to cover, and I assure you that the message is the same. Just the wording is different, but the message is the same. But one of the things that I've been talking about doing that I want to do is actually take like 6 to 10 different versions of the Bible and puzzle piece together all the verses. Like, I'll take one verse from the NLT, one verse from the NIV. If I feel like the verse needs to come from the King James Version, slap that in there. So I'll grab the entirety of the gospel message, and I'll put together all the verses that matter the most from each version. Like, some verses, you just need to have them from like the NLT. It's just basic English, and sometimes you just need to be able to understand the verse from the NLT. And then some verses you need, you know, like a lot of the verses I've memorized are from the NIV. But if you take all of the main verses and compile them into a Bible with like 10 different versions of the Bible, you can't, we can rebuttal saying we have, you know, a Bible with all the versions combined, and this is the one that we approve of. This is the version of the Bible that we approve of. And it would be this the same from reading any one Bible, but you would have like the best verses from that version of the Bible and the best versions from the other Bibles. It would probably end up being a big Bible, because those Message, if we did use the Message Bible, they always seem to come out twice or three times as long as the other verses. So we are collecting donations. I don't know if that's even legal, but I will. As soon as I get the money, we will put the 501c3 in motion. I'm on the website now. I was just looking at some of the things I wrote where, you know, a lot of these churches are supposed to be, you know, helping people, and they really don't help people. Okay, so like for us, we'd be the only place where loitering is legal. And if you stick around long enough, maybe you'll hear something that turns your heart back towards God. Another thing here with the metalcore church, we are the only church with a double bass pedal. I mean, I've seen a double bass pedal at a couple other churches, but I've never heard it used during worship. Which is, it's weird, right? So, we are a church that is a venue for Christian metalcore bands and a home for radical Christianity. Partner with us as we innovate new ways to get on the tour list for touring bands. Draw your sword with us to combat the spirit of atheism that was fueled by rejection from the Christian church. We are a radical Christianity at its finest. We would be the people laying down our lives for the gospel. Our mission statement is that we're uniting the martyrs. Yeah, let me look around and see what else we got here. When you go to the website is themetalcorechurch.org. There's a huge header right here. So I'll help you understand this giant header here. So one of the things we do here at the Metalcore Church is we care about your health. We want to get you eating differently, cleaning out those lungs. We want to get you some gym clothes and a gym bag and get you back on track with caring about your lung health and your actual health, and want you to start being active again. And I feel like if we adopt that corporately, that we will have less health problems in our body than a lot of these other churches. I know they sort of say it from behind the pulpit a lot of the times, but the way that they address it is it's kind of exclusive, because I mean they do like a running team. So if you run 10 miles, you know, you can join. But at the Metalcore Church, we will have health and fitness for all body types, and we'll get you motivated. We'll get you with a group of people, and you don't have to talk while you exercise. You guys can all headphone out if you need to, and just make it available. So I have on the homepage here the gym clothes and health and fitness. So we have a concert coming up. So you'll see we have the events. When you click on events, I haven't connected the events yet for us. shows. Under shows, we have one show coming up on the 24th. If you guys want to go and check out Living Sacrifice and Life in Your Way, that's Saturday, September 25th. Man, and I am definitely thinking about going to that one because I am a big fan of Life in Your Way. They're not really metalcore, but Living Sacrifice is like, they are like a pinnacle for Christian metalcore. They were pretty much there before. And He Is Legend is going to be there. Yeah, it's actually pretty awesome. Fit for a King, Under Oath, Taking Back Sunday, and Killswitch Engage. Friday, September 24th, 2021. And it's a 3-day event, so it goes till Sunday, September 26th, 5:30. So we also do Celebrate Recovery. You know, one of the things we want to emphasize here is that if you're just coming out of addiction, I dealt with it. I started dealing with my addiction to meth in 2005, and I barely got control in 2016 of my addiction. And it's just, you know, one day I thought it was cool. I had been clean like 3 years, and I got some money that people didn't know about, and I thought, you know what, maybe I could just get high. I'll get a hotel room. I can get high for a couple of days, come down, and then go back to normal like nothing ever happened. And I did, and I got high, and by the time I come down off the dope I did on that one night, I was sitting in the courtroom looking at 15 years. And by the grace of God, I got out from under it. By the grace of God, I got out from under it. But I'm telling you, man, not even once, man. It just isn't worth it. Especially if you've been in addiction and then you got clean and then you go back to the addiction. Every time that you go back, there is more demonic influence. The demon comes back that you used to mess with. He leaves and then he comes back with 7 more friends. So you get in trouble a lot faster than. It's just not worth it, man. It's not worth your life because there's no guarantee that you'll ever make it back if you go back into that life. Let me encourage you, man. Getting clean is the best thing. No one might ever accept you back into their life because of all the damage we've done in our addiction. But let me tell you, man, it's good to be clean for yourself because you stay alive and keep doing good, and God makes everything else just seem to work, man. And I want you to know that if you don't got no family members that support you, you don't got no church body that supports you, I just want to let you know that the Metalcore Church, we support you, and we got you. And we'll lead you to the places that will get you, that'll help you on your road to recovery and getting back into life, man. I'm involved in the Celebrate Recovery program. I am personally going through the 12 steps right now so that I can be a sponsor in about a year from last week. So if I can finish the year, then I can be a sponsor for new people coming into the program, the 12-step program through Celebrate Recovery, Bakersfield, California, First Assembly. We're down on, it's like California and Mohawk. Man, it's a good group of people. Everybody is serious about staying clean and getting the tools that we need to continue staying clean. And the Metalcore Church is just a place we're not gonna make you feel unwelcome. You know, a lot of people are gonna tell you that you got to be perfect, man. And I know the main campus is big on it. They want to tell you to live perfect. Stop watching porn and, you know, stop doing drugs, stop smoking cigarettes. But the Bible talks about that. They'll tell you how to live, but they won't lift a finger to help you live. And the finger that they did lift was like not even any help at all, man. And so I went on this journey to figure out, you know, how to get your sexual activity under control. And I'm pretty sure that, It's a 4-day fast from food, only water, because your stomach is out of control. You spend, you know, unlimited amounts of money on food. Whenever you're hungry, you eat whatever you want, and you withhold no amount of money for your stomach, and it's like worshiping the stomach. So when you know if your stomach wants sex, then you run to that. If your stomach wants food, you run to that. If your stomach wants soda, then you run to that. But what it is we have to get our stomach under control, and it's definitely difficult, and I wouldn't want anybody to go through that on their own, especially me, because you'd need, you know, we're not going to have somebody die if you're not prepared for a 4-day fast. And that's another thing, you need to prepare for the 4-day fast by doing like a 1-day fast once a week, you know, and then when you're okay doing it, you kind of get how it feels to do 1-day fast or even a 1-meal fast. Shoot, I'll cry over missing breakfast. But when you finally get to that point, then you move up, like after a month of doing a day fast or 2 months of doing a day fast, then you move up to like a 2-day fast. And then you kind of let your body adjust to that like a couple of times, and then you move up to a 3-day fast. But I wouldn't recommend, and you need to stay plugged into prayer when you're trying to get through that. But that's a top of the line. We really want people who don't have anything under control. If you are pushing into the regular church, we want you to be at the main campus. If you don't agree with anything we do here, if you think that heavy metal music is of the devil, and I don't know, Magic the Gathering and role-playing games are of the devil, and you just think that we're of the devil, then let me encourage you that there are a lot of good churches in town. First Press, downtown Bakersfield, that we have Valley Bible Fellowship, Valley Baptist, Canyon Hills. They're all wonderful churches for you to get plugged in with a regular church family. But if you just don't fit well with a Christian church, and you just have never felt like you belong in that environment, maybe you belong with us. We have, you know, we mosh, and sometimes we punch each other in the face because we disagree. And the church would make you feel like that's it. You know, if you punch somebody in the face, you're done. You're done in the Christian faith. You're out. And we get it, you know, you guys, we sometimes gotta punch it out in the parking lot. We don't encourage it, that happens, but we know it does. And we're not about to throw you out on the street and tell you that you can't be a Christian because you get angry. A lot of us get angry. A lot of us didn't grow up in a loving Christian home. And some of us did, you know, maybe you rebelled against that and you grew up in that household. But we want you, you know, we want to make it, I'm trying to build an environment for people, just skeptics, man, that aren't real. And the one thing we want to do is be real. A lot of churches aren't real. They hide a lot of the shady stuff that they do. And this is slowly going. See, I put DIY projects because Jesus is a carpenter, and I think that one of the things that you'll probably be good at is being a carpenter. If you want to get into the Carpenters Union, that is available to you. I'm just praying that God will lead me to what he wants us to do next. I keep trying to force a Taco Bell outreach down, and it's like the bridge before over on Nuts, and I've been wanting to do a little outreach down there, but I don't think any of the guys would really want to come to terms with Christianity and get plugged in. So what we want to do is we want to make a just an environment that's healthy for people who don't feel like they would ever be welcome in a church environment. And that's what we do here. Thanks for tuning into the Metalcore Church podcast. Continue, and I'll keep reaching out and seeing if we can get you guys into the mix. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.